The U.S. military and its Iraqi allies are engaged in another offensive against insurgents. It follows campaigns in Fallujah, the west of Baghdad, and Mosul in the north. Operation Plymouth Rock is focused on an area to the south known as the Triangle of Death. That region straddles the highway linking Baghdad to the southern cities of Karbala and Najaf. Plus, there is an offensive against insurgents planned for the capital itself. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad's al-Rashid district.
The 5th Brigade Combat Team of the 1st Cavalry Division is responsible for security and development in this swath of territory in South Baghdad. A mixed Sunni-Shia neighborhood, this is by no means one of the worst places in Iraq. But in the past month, Colonel Steve Lanza has watched ethnic tensions increase and fear escalate as insurgents have grown stronger.
We have seen a change in the force that has come in here. We have seen a change not only in the training of the force, but in their ability to fight and their ability to plan.
The al-Rashid area is now a key transit, resupply, and financing hub, and fighters here are using more powerful mortars, more powerful roadside bombs, as well as armor-piercing bullets and RPG rounds.
They can penetrate, obviously, Kevlar, and they can penetrate potentially a Kevlar helmet. So obviously the battlefield becomes much more lethal.
The even more heavily armored Humvees are at risk. Troops from the 1st Cav were recently sucked into an ambush. The subsequent street battles lasted for 3 days against an estimated 100 insurgents who showed newly honed skills, including roving cars packed with ammunition, food, and water, which kept the insurgents resupplied throughout the battle. Lieutenant Vince Tui's platoon is out on the streets every day. He's seen no signs the insurgency is a group of cornered, desperate men.
Not at this time. I'd say that the insurgency is as strong as it's ever been.
It has spread here from Fallujah to the west and from the triangle just to the south, where extremists, representing a militant strain of Sunni Islam, have been targeting Americans, those who support them, and the Shia, fellow Muslims they consider infidels. Colonel Lanza says sectarian violence is now definitely on the rise.
The Shia are concerned, that I'll tell you. I'll tell you that.
Lanza identifies two groups of Sunni insurgents. The first he calls the resistance. Ex-Baathists and nationalists who hate the Americans, feel locked out, don't want elections, and don't want to see the Shia come to power. Then there are what he calls the terrorists, the religious extremists. While they fed into each other, Colonel Lanza hopes to drive a wedge between them.
If you can get the resistance people, for whatever reason, to buy back into the government, buy into stability in terms of what the government is going to bring, buy into the elections, and take away whatever has driven them, whether it's lack of jobs, whether it's lack of position, and get them to come back into the fold, I think you can isolate the terrorists more.
One way is through reconstruction. Not an easy task. A new state-of-the-art hospital that the 1st Cav supervised was rocketed as soon as it opened. 22-year-old Hamza Kamil blames the Americans. He insists they're blowing up their own projects. But Hassan Hadi Naji, a 35-year-old guard at the hospital, says these kinds of attacks are increasing the anger of people against the insurgents. Colonel Lanza is hoping Naji's right. Every public works project the 1st Cav begins is threatened in some way. Though there is progress, slow progress.
We continue to engage across all lines of operations. You have to. You cannot just stop doing what you're doing and engaging with the populace. The populace has to see you as being decisive and willing to engage and continue what you're doing.
The more the American forces can build public works and jobs projects, the more Lanza hopes Iraqis will defend them and give up on the insurgency. But Lieutenant Tui says the good guys are being killed as fast as they appear.
One of the locals that really worked with us very well, he was incredibly dedicated to helping us, really tried to do everything he could to help out. I developed a very close personal relationship with him, and unfortunately 2 days ago he was assassinated. And you see a lot of that, and I have serious concerns for this country if they really go after the people that can do the most to help them.
It's a race Colonel Lanza is not yet winning. As fast as he can build a new school, sewage plant, or hospital, the insurgency intensifies its terror campaign of intimidation, threats, and killings. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.